So I'm here to explain why I'm wearing these ninja pajamas. And to do that, I'd like to talk first about environmental toxins in our bodies. So some of you may know about the chemical bisphenol A, BPA. It's a material hardener and synthetic estrogen that's found in the lining of canned foods and some plastics. So BPA mimics the body's own hormones and causes neurological and reproductive problems. And it's everywhere. A recent study found BPA in 93% of people 6 and older. But it's just one chemical. The Centers for Disease Control in the U.S. says we have 219 toxic pollutants in our bodies. And this includes preservatives, pesticides, and heavy metals like lead and mercury. To me, this says three things. First, don't become a cannibal. Second, we are both responsible for and the victims of our own pollution. And third, our bodies are filters and storehouses for environmental toxins. So what happens to all these toxins when we die? The short answer is they return to the environment in one way or another, continuing the cycle of toxicity. But our current funeral practices make the situation much worse. If you're cremated, all those toxins I mentioned are released into the atmosphere, and this includes 5,000 pounds of mercury from our dental fillings alone every year. And in a traditional American funeral, a dead body is covered with fillers and cosmetics to make it look alive. It's then pumped with toxic formaldehyde to slow decomposition, a practice which causes respiratory problems and cancer in funeral personnel. So by trying to preserve our dead bodies, we deny death, poison the living, and further harm the environment. Green or natural burials, which don't use embalming, are a step in the right direction, but they don't address the existing toxins in our bodies. I think there's a better solution. I'm an artist, so I'd like to offer a modest proposal at the intersection of art, science, and culture, the Infinity Burial Project, an alternative burial system that uses mushrooms to decompose and clean toxins in bodies. The Infinity Burial Project began a few years ago with a fantasy to create the Infinity Mushroom, a new hybrid mushroom that would decompose bodies, clean the toxins, and deliver nutrients to plant roots, leaving clean compost. But I learned it's nearly impossible to create a new hybrid mushroom. I also learned that some of our tastiest mushrooms can clean environmental toxins in soil. So I thought, maybe I can train an army of toxin-cleaning edible mushrooms to eat my body. So today, I'm collecting what I shed or slough off, my hair, skin, and nails, and I'm feeding these to edible mushrooms. As the mushrooms grow, I pick the best eaters to become infinity mushrooms. It's a kind of imprinting and selective breeding process for the afterlife. So when I die, the infinity mushrooms will recognize my body and be able to eat it. All right, so for some of you, this may be really, really out there. Just a little.